today, legislative Democrats introduced a package of bills that would repeal the same-sex marriage ban in Michigan. And Susan, considering the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court is taking this question up in about a month, why introduce these bills now?
Well, the purpose isn't any delusion of passage. There just is not support for this amongst the Republican legislature. I don't think there's support from the governor, but it's taking a strong stand. The Democratic Party has become pretty vocal as far as gay marriage and gay rights go. And I think this is a way for Democrats to set their messaging for not just this individual issue, but to draw out some very big policy differences for the 2016 election.
Well, James, as Susan alludes to, you know, we have a Republican majority in both the House and Senate, so this doesn't seem likely to get too far. But at the same time, public opinion is shifting since 2004 when voters approved that same-sex marriage ban. So do Republicans have to be careful about how they manage this, how they talk about it?
You know, my problem here is actually with the Democrats. I don't understand why this wasn't brought to voters. First of all, voters were the ones who elected to ban gay marriage and civil unions in 2004, and I think this should go through the voters again. And secondly, had this been done in the November election, you know, you had a guy running for governor, Mark Schauer, who really had no issues to speak of, and this could have given him one. And it could have given the voters who came out for Obama in 2008 and 2012 a reason to come out in a midterm election, which they have not in 2010 and 2014. And so if you could have pulled out some of those Obama voters with this issue in 2014, that could have been a big help. To do it in 2016 in an electorate that's probably going to favor the Democrats anyway, it's just a little too late, I would say.
My point is not that this is going on the ballot in 2016. It's going to be decided long before that by the Supreme Court, just to clarify. I think my point was that this is positioning by the Democrats to show that they are clearly different from Republicans on this issue as putting forth, you know, a party platform for 2016.
And James, to get back to this issue of language around the issue, we've even seen Attorney General Bill Schuette changing his language around it. He's talking more about voters having made the decision and wanting to protect voters' decision around this issue of same-sex marriage. So do Republicans have to be more careful about how they talk about it this time around?
You know, I can't think of many Republicans who've actually been harmed by opposing gay marriage, especially in Michigan. So it's tough to see how this is going to end up hurting the Republicans. As I see it, the bigger risk is on the side of the Democrats.
In what way?
Because say we do start this conversation, say we even do get this on the ballot someday, which I think is that ultimately how it's going to have to be resolved, unless the Supreme Court just legalizes gay marriage generally. But say this does get on the ballot someday again, and someday, or let's say that it fails. Let's say gay marriage remains illegal. All these years have passed, more than a decade, and Michigan voters still aren't okay with it. Then what?
And that would be a question that has to be answered. Susan, I'll give you the last word on this.
I think the polling is very clear that if this goes on the ballot, it's going to pass. So I think that's kind of a non-issue. You've got about 55% support in Michigan, and you have states that aren't necessarily considered more liberal than Michigan who have already legalized it at the ballot box.
Well, a lot will become more clear in about a month as this case heads to the Supreme Court. Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. James Dixon is the op-ed editor for the Detroit News. Thanks to both of you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.